This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hello, happy Friday. I am wearing shorts because I felt
jerk
like I should. This is top holiday, Memorial Day weekend, and one of the many reasons why I love it, not number one, but up there is it always seems to be perfect out.
How great the weather is, yeah. So you're...
But it's not... We're not trading up here to today. Like, it's Monday that matters.
You may be a little defensive about it, though.
That's why I don't feel defensive. I feel it's a loyalty thing. You know? Look at you in a coat and outerwear and really boots.
Yeah, because it's like 48 and raining.
I mean, I can't do that. I felt like I couldn't do that. Yeah. I thought about it because a reasonable person would not be wearing shorts today.
No.
I thought about it.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. But I decided I'll be outside for 90 seconds maybe. It'll be hot in here right now. It is hot in here. Right now, you wish you were wearing shorts.
I do.
Now.
There's a couple of reasons I wish I were wearing shorts. I dug into the closet and pulled out a pair of pants that felt good when I put them on, and now that I'm sitting here, a little snug.
Okay. Can we get a shot?
A little snug. I don't think you could really tell. They're not like skinny jeans or anything. They're just jeans I haven't worn in a while.
I just think the listeners would, in this case, viewers would appreciate a peek.
I can try to lift a leg up here. I mean, I don't know.
You're actually doing it.
There's just not a lot of give there. So I wish I had shorts on. I think I'd be more comfortable right now.
You always will be in this room. I am sweating. It's 3:03 and I'm sweating, so not a great sign. So we will talk to Sam Paniadovich today. And not everything, of course, I want to say, with the Bills, with the NFL, goes through a betting lens. But for many years, and I'm not really someone who bets a lot, but for many years, I feel like the betting markets are at least an interesting window into people's perceptions of your teams. And, you know, at most, like a really telling, maybe actionable thing. Like if I thought, you know, obviously one team doesn't have to be the Bills, one team like is way mispriced, then that's where I'll put money on it. And so going back a decade, we had Bills teams that there were different reasons to get excited about. LeSean McCoy, for example. But the betting markets were never impressed and never put the Bills much above 500, if even that, like in the Marone and Rex Ryan years. And what happened, right? So they don't have to be right. But pretty much, would you say, for about the last decade, if not longer, the markets have been accurate when it comes to them? You didn't have to love everything about them 3 years ago. You might have had questions about this or that. I don't know. It's a while ago now. I wouldn't remember necessarily what they would be. But the markets loved them, and they had a great season.
Yeah. I would have to take your word for it prior to, like, the 21 season, I think. Because I didn't I'm sure it came up, but even then, without it being like legal widespread app on your phone, the subject matter was not as frequent for us. So I don't really remember what the betting markets thought, because, you know, for years we'd get that same email from whatever that offshore thing, and
Jimmy Shapiro.
I would just delete them, and you sometimes would bring it up, and I became fond of purposefully deleting them, so I didn't know the answers to the questions you might ask about what the betting markets were saying. But none of that was like something I ever really spent time looking at or thinking about, other than, you know, in here for a few minutes.
I would think McDermott's first 3 years, I mean, this could easily be not easy. I don't find it easy to find this information. You could find it, though, like what the over under was, the win total was at kickoff of week one. And, you know, then how did they do? And I think those 3 years where McDermott arrived, 17, 18, 19, might have been years where there would have been a gap between the Bills' win total and how they did. Like, 17 was a pretty big fluke. So I doubt they won 9 games, right, when they made the playoffs the first time. They're 9-7. The old days. Does the show ever sounded older? 16-game seasons. 9-7. And that was unexpected, and it was probably like they were really lucky. The next year, maybe that was closer. Maybe the market didn't overreact to the 9 wins, and I think the next year they won 6.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't have expected them to have a big number going into 18, even though they did make the playoffs. And you're right, they were 9-7 in 17 when they made it as a wild card team.
And then 19, they might have been underrated.
Yeah,
by the markets.
That might be right, because Allen really, it was not, you know, we were far from sure he was, we were all set, and he was a made guy or anything going into the 19 season. It was really that season, that Dallas game on Thanksgiving, and, you know, there was a lot of flag planting there, and at least that's how I remember it. And going into 20, even still, there was, what do we have here, right? Like, is there going to be another step? You know, they won pretty well. They're a pretty good-looking team with Allen in the state he was in 19, but it was not elite. It was not Super Bowl contender. It really took the 20 season for them to arrive there.
I think last year is interesting for this, because last year, relative thing, because they've been so excellent, but last year there were doubts. There were certain doubts, digs, what that would mean, Hyde and Poyer, like important losses, Trey White, important players left, and would they suffer for it? So I'd want to say, whether it's the betting markets per se or not, that last year's conversations would have been a little bit more skeptical about them. Like, what are we getting? Is it a step back, right? Didn't we hear that a lot last year?
Yeah. Yeah, I still liked him in the division, but I thought it would be tighter than it was, because I thought Miami would be more reliable, and I think also coupled with an expectation that the Bills would, you know, I didn't expect them to win 13 games last year, after all those guys, Mitch Morse too, if you want to throw him in there, right, all those departures, those were important, those were team captain, you know, there was a leadership void to be expected, and, you know, maybe to some extent, although I always kind of suspected maybe they got out at the right time with the safeties, especially Poyer, maybe even a year late with Poyer, but still, there was a lot, there was a drain. And so I thought they could win the division, but I thought it might be, you know, more like the year before where they won 11 games.
Well, all I'm driving at is that this is a pretty reliable measure of, you know, it isn't exactly a measure of, or almost exactly a measure of how the public sees you. And then it tends to be pretty good at, you know, properly measuring the quality of the team, right? I mean, that's it's a pretty safe, it's a maybe the safest way to do it. I think it is. I think it's probably the number one way to get those answers. All right, what do the odds say? It's the odds are unbiased. What do the odds say? And the point I'm finally going to make here is this. This year, for whatever amount of skepticism or consternation with wide receiver, the different James Cook even, like whether he plays, I guess, whatever doubts there are about them, the markets are as much in love as maybe ever with them. You know, win total wise, chance to make the playoffs, chance to win it all. Mm-hmm. It really has almost never been better than right now. And, you know, is that surprising? I don't think it's exactly surprising.
No, I think off of last year, that the fact that they did win 13 when expectations were muted somewhat, at least for me, and I do think it's fair to say, you know, across the board. I don't think people thought they were going to fall apart, but there was a lot of the Jets are going to win the division, and the Bills are, you know, it's a fallback year and that sort of stuff. And the fact that they did, not only did they not fall back, they had as good a year as they've had through this five-year run, won 13 games, made it to the AFC title game without Diggs, without all those people that left. And now we're a year further down the road, and until the Bills burn betters, until they do fall short of expectations, I think it's right to continue to portray them as the level of contender they are being portrayed as. That they came through, and it's really Allen came through like he did with everybody eats and no digs and everything, that I think it's right to look at them and think, not that they're exactly bulletproof, because no one is. But until further notice, whoever's catching the ball out there, this is a 12-win, 13-win team. I think that's the way you'll do it. And, you know, unless you see a year where it just comes undone, there's no significant big injury or something, and they're struggling to make a wild card or something, then maybe next year you'll see an adjustment in that, I would think. But not now.
Is it, I mean, you almost already said all this, but is it challenging at all to trust it? Does it feel easy to trust? Is it much about the rest of the AFC East or really not?
The rest of the AFC East is definitely a part of it.
I feel, who are we talking to?
I think.
Was it Warren this week? I said to somebody this week, like, does it feel like a trap at all? Is there some sort of, you know, catch here when it comes to, I think it was Warren Sharp, like their odds are so short and we're so used to it now, right? They've won 5 years in a row. That's pretty good. That's like almost historically good. How many teams have done that? Some, but 5 years in a row on top is great. And most people expect it to continue. And my problem with it isn't anything specific to the Bills, really. Like, their offseason makes sense. I feel like it was always kind of obvious what they needed, and that's what they went and got, and they did a lot of that. So I think it was, you know, pretty, you know, smart.
Mm-hmm.
My hesitation on them isn't specific to anything, really. I mean, the wide receiver stuff I do think is debatable, like just whether they're good enough, but they just had last year, and what can you say? All of that. So it's not a specific thing. It's more just, it feels a little bit too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my kind of a weakness in predicting sports is this, though. Like, I'll tend, you might say, overthink it. You know, if ever a team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Seems whether this is for a season or a game, if it ever seems too obvious, I want to be on the other side, because Sam coming up asked us a month ago, would you take the Bills over 11 and a half wins? And I just, without thinking, I'm like, no, wait, should, and he's like, what? And I is that kind of, it just seems so obvious,
yeah,
that they'll have about the same year, and that's what makes me a little bit uncomfortable, for whatever that's worth. Maybe it's just always going to be that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do think it's not, you know, it's not peculiar at all to me to expect some turbulence that you don't see coming. You know, it and often in the NFL, in all pro sports, that comes in the form of injury, maybe more than anything else. And there's no way to do anything with that, and I know that's not what you're referring to here. You know, any betting conversation about win totals and Super Bowl odds and everything assumes health. Because you just can't – there's nothing you can do with it. Maybe if you had someone who was crazy injury prone, you could try to fold that in, but that's not the case here, so just you leave that over there. That could always happen. You know, that would be, to me, the only thing that would stop me. Is something I can't foresee sitting here right now happening to them. You know, but that said, I mean, I do feel like, I don't know what I said when Sam asked us that. I think I like them to be a very good team, to great team. But I also always say 12 wins is a great year in the NFL. So I don't know, sitting here like mid-May to assume a great year might be a lot. So, and I don't usually venture into win totals myself, but I feel pretty comfortable trusting them. I think what they accomplished last year, you know, based on what we've already talked about here, just in the last 10 minutes, makes me want to trust it. I mean, again, barring something unforeseen, I feel like this is a team that I can trust. I should trust as much as you can trust anything in sports, where there's so many other, you know, factors. How good is your opponent? What kind of form are they in? Are the Patriots going to be way better than we thought going into this year? Because if they are, then that could increase their degree of difficulty, and that could cost them a win somewhere along the way here, and that could, you know, hurt your chances of winning a bet on 12 wins. But mostly, I'm inclined to trust them. I feel like I referred to last year as a great experiment with the no digs and everybody eats thing. And sure, they did make the move for Cooper, but mostly they earned, I think, a lot of trust coming through last year the way that they did, at least in the regular season. I mean, we all know how the playoff game ended.
New England, by the way, seems to also be like a popular dark horse. There's a lot of that. Everybody kind of sounds the same to me right now, that, oh, watch out for New England. Miami's going the wrong way, mm-hmm, and the Jets are probably far away. Everybody kind of, and the Bills are the Bills. Everybody kind of sounds the same to me. You know, he had Adam Schefter like a week ago talking about the Patriots, and it was kind of, you know, tame. And then he went a little farther toward the end of the clip, like that
they're going to really push the Bills or something.
Yeah, okay,
to that effect.
Right.
Yeah,
and I guess I can't say I'd be shocked if that happens, but that's a huge jump. Like, they were one dumb win away from the number one overall pick with the quarterback that they still have.
It's a lot of ground. It's a lot of ground to make up. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a huge jump. So maybe it's just uncomfortable, and this has happened other years too. You fight through it, taking a season for granted. But you know, it's like the teams in other sports that were the hockey teams that we're jealous of, where you just know Colorado, even Toronto, like, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bills, like the Leafs, have to do the thing then in the playoffs, which is what it's all about. And that's even a little unsatisfying, because just as an analyst, it's a little unsatisfying because you really just can't draw that up, what that's going to be, you know? These losses to Kansas City, where it's, you can't stop them here, you can't get a first down there, you can't make a kick here. Like, you can't exactly draw up what
right.
this year's version of that is going to be. And there's only so much everybody over there can do to prepare for it. Players, coaches, GMs, building the roster, there's only so much you can do. You don't even, you're not going to know the situation at all. You know, I say that knowing that these chief situations have been very similar. End of the game,
mm-hmm.
you know, get a stop, whatever. Like, the games have been pretty similar overall, but, and that's just so far away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the last 2 years are very, I mean, they got the stops they needed both years to be in a position to have the ball with a chance to win, and they couldn't come through either year. So, you know, all game long, they didn't do much stopping, but they did when it, you know, went to give you that chance. And I still do think, like, I say this all the time, so I'm sorry to be so repetitive, but spin it around. You know, if Mahomes has the ball at the 2 minute warning or around there on your end of the field and needs a touchdown to beat you. Now, again, you're talking about a Bills fan viewing this through the prism of the Bills defense, and that's a problem. But I expect the Chiefs to come through no matter who they're playing. They could be playing the 2000 Ravens, and I would expect them to come through. And so the Bills have been in that spot the last 2 years, and they haven't. And that is some form of it's not all of it, but it's a significant part of the receiver conversation, you know, because you can get through, you get by with what you had here all through the year and you score all your points. But now it's here it is. It's, you know, it's the same as the closer point. Why you got to go get Von Miller. I got to have Von Miller because in the fourth quarter, I need to harass Patrick Mahomes. Well, in the fourth quarter, if I've got the ball and there's a minute 40 to go and I'm at your 35-yard line, I need a first down or I need a touchdown. I need to keep the clock moving and I need to get in the end zone. And do I have enough to do that when Spagnuolo is going to draw up just the right thing and Chris Jones is going to ruin our lives? He's going to wreck somebody and affect the play. Do I have an antidote to that? And 2 years in a row, they have not. Whatever the circumstances, they weren't exactly the same, but they've not managed to come through.
Both were also situations where field goal ties it, and they couldn't get that.
Right.
The first year missing the kick, and then last year,
getting in range, really.
2:25 left in the AFC Championship. Bills are down 3, first and 10 at their 42. Would you take that right now?
Yes. I'd like it to be a little later. You know, ideally, I might like a minute 45 instead of 2:25, but still, yes. You know, if I can't have a perfect scenario, that's close enough.
I guess. I don't know. What is all this to really say? As we're winding down the month of May,
it's so close. I think is what it's to say.
I think the thing that's been shown, and this is to preface it, if it's even necessary, appreciate just kind of what level of criticism this is. Just losing barely to a team that's really been a dynasty the last 2 years, and of course 2 years before that in another incredible result. But I just think what the story of those last two sequences is, is Chiefs coaches, five greater than signs, Bills coaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, if it's even Brady's fault, the quarterback's the guy with the ball. But in the home game, not using optimal strategy on those two plays before the field goal miss. And that was, of course, debated, but that's how I see it. Just like this, a touchdown's great, but I've still got a lot of work to do if I score it.
Right.
So there was that. And, you know, Jones had his pressure on that third down play in that game too, whether that was a play call or just a, you know, a win at the line of scrimmage, I don't remember right now. And then last year was the play call on fourth down. The Bills put themselves into fourth and five because they were not able to, you know, do more in those first three plays. Just 1 5-yard swing pass on third down. And then you had the Chiefs blow up the fourth down play, and
you know, that's ball game.
That's it.
Yeah.
So does anything, this is pretty cynical, and I'm not saying I'm settling for this, but does anything they have done or can do change that? No matter who my players are in that moment, is it gonna come off? And that's, you know, you can't know. And you do not want to go through your entire life, you know, settling for that, thinking that it won't work out.
Right, because, just assuming that they're going to call the right play, we're going to call the wrong play, or whatever. Some combination of the two things is going to net you a desperation heave downfield to a falling tight end.
Which is that's one way to put it.
It's basically what happened last year.
Yeah. One way to put it.
It's exactly what happened last year.
Yeah. Sam Panayotovich next. We'll talk to Sal today. Also, Dave Buchanan, who will be sideline reporter, floor reporter for the Bandits. The final game of the season tomorrow at home against Saskatchewan for the title. Thanks for listening today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.